This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Oh, I feel like this is so long overdue. It's been a while since I had my special guest co-host join me. And of course, I'm talking about Mr. Frank Spadone for our Dad's Edition. Frank, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It was a bit of a rough week, and I do want to take a second to talk about something before we get into things, but it was a bit of a hard week. And I want to thank Frank, because Frank's been some great support to me over the past few weeks while one of my dear friends, Adele, was losing her battle, I guess you could say, to cancer. But you know, Frank, you were there. You were making sure that we were laughing.
And you
did something really special for Adele, because Adele is a huge, huge Frank Spadone fan, and so is her husband Ralph and their entire family. And so you dedicated and did a bocce reading just for Adele.
Yeah, you know, it's the little things, right? And I know I've seen them at shows before, and Ralph, her husband, you know, his parents are from the same part of Italy, so there's like a connection there. And I was concerned. That's why throughout the week I was asking you how she's doing. But it was nice to do that for her. And if it put a smile on her face, that's what we do, right? That's what we do. We try.
It absolutely did. And I appreciate all the love and support. You're my brother. You know, I tell everyone.
For sure. And you know, my heart
fratello.
My heart goes out to the family. And Ralph, if you're listening, you know, we're thinking of you. We're thinking of Adele and the whole family. And it's again another person gone too early. And
absolutely, yeah. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna laugh on the show tonight. We're gonna have some fun, because Adele is like in heaven, and she's totally like looking down, saying, "I'm ready. I'm ready for some laughs.
Yeah.
Throw them at me." And I gotta say that she was laughing till the very end, and that's what I love about her. We have a very dry, sick, dirty sense of humor, dark. And we were laughing to the very end. So I know that she wants us to laugh tonight, and she's
sure
expecting a good show. So that's what we're going to give
her and everyone. She'd appreciate us joking around and laughing right now. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, Frank, like when you come on the show and we do our Dad's Edition, we just talk life.
Yeah.
We talk life, talk about what's going on. You fill me in on dad life, because God knows I don't know anything about dad life.
Yeah, I don't even really know anything about dad life, to be honest. It's so hard.
You just have two kids.
You know what's weird? Well, 16, right? I was just going to say, 16's the older guy. He turned 16 in August, then the other one's turning 11 in November. And it's like, I thought I'd be able to figure this out by now. And every day I go to bed saying, man,
what?
I really screwed up today. I think I did. I do that right? Like, you're just always second guessing. Like they say, there's no handbook, right? When you have kids, you try to do your best, and sometimes instincts from when you were a kid and what you went through come in. You're like, you always say, I'm never gonna be like my dad, I'm never gonna be like my parents,
right?
And then, oh my god, I sounded just like them, you know,
right?
Not that they were bad parents or anything, it's just you think, you know, okay, I'm gonna do certain things different, and then here I am.
But that's the thing. And we've talked about this in the past. And it's something that I find comes up in conversation a lot between parents, where it's like, okay, you know what? I think I came out all right.
Sure.
Some may be different, but, you know, I think I came out all right. And parenting back then was very, very different than what it is now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
It's, you know,
we're hard on ourselves, Frank.
We are, because we want to do good, and it's a tough thing. And you know, I remember my brother-in-law Vic saying to me, you know, Frank, I remember when I had my kid and we were in the garage, I still remember, he says, it's a beautiful thing. And it's funny, because on the way here, Waze took me so many different ways to get to the studio. I passed by North York General, and I'm like, oh my God, this is where my son was born, you know? And I'm like, oh, I still remember being in the hall. All these flashbacks came, and I thought about how beautiful and what a proud dad and what a beautiful mom, like nothing bothered me. And then I'm like, what happened? Like yesterday, I'm yelling at him because he got a C on his math test. It's like, it's just, you don't think like it's gonna get like, it's like, oh man. And it's I'm yelling at him. I mean, I'm asking him why. It's tough, you know. It's weird because, right, one thing about my parents that I always said, they were just brutally honest. You know, if they didn't like something, if they felt like you were screwing up, or if they felt like, you know, and it's weird because
you knew. They would tell you.
But it was other things. Like, my parents didn't know what my marks were. Ah, maybe at the end of the year they checked the thing, but they didn't do homework with me. They didn't check to see if I did my homework. But if it's other things, they were honest, you know, like just blatantly, like, oh, look at you. You know, I remember when I was in my 20s, wow, you're losing your hair. Oh, thanks. You know, like my hair was receding. And then I went into a depression. I'm never going to do that to my kid, but it's weird. Like I don't point out how he looks, but it's like, I'm like, you got to pick up your marks. Like you do nothing else. Like, you know, he's not one of those kids that plays AA, AAA hockey. I'm like, this is what you do. So like, it's weird. Cause you want to be honest with your kid, but you don't want to like
give them some kind of crazy complex.
But then out right? in the real world,
people, put them in therapy.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't, yeah, you know, you try to sugarcoat stuff and you try to be constructive in what you say, but sometimes it's just, there's no other way but the honest way, and it might hurt them a little bit, but, you know, but how are they going to grow if we make everything cushy for them, right? Like, it's that fine line always. It's that fine line of parenting.
They're not. And you know what? It's funny because like 2 weeks ago, I was doing the weekend morning show here on 640. It's called Toronto This Weekend. And I was with Ben Mulrooney. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he's like, how parenting has changed so much and kind of like we're doing right now. And that we are being like all inclusive and very sensitive to all these kids. And it's like, everyone's a winner. And I was really happy to know that he was on the same page as me, where I'm like, no, not everyone is a winner. You know what? You failed.
Yeah.
But I don't like just leave it at that. Like, it's not like I go around just telling my kids, you know, you suck.
Yeah.
But it's like, listen, you want to make the team? That means you need to work hard to make the team. You're not going to win unless you put that time, that effort, that dedication into it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're lacking as parents these days, where it's like, you're so scared to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
And you, like you said, you sugarcoat things. No, I think we need to stop.
Yeah.
I think we need to just like, hey, you want to make the team? Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want that A? Then you need to study and work hard.
Yeah.
There's no like this participation. Everyone gets a participation badge. Everyone's a winner. I think it's pure BS and needs to stop, because I think that's what's going to cause problems and complexes with these kids.
I get like, okay, you want to reward the kid for at least sticking it out the year and trying and like, thanks for participating. Okay. But like my son thinks he won a trophy. Like he played hockey when he was like 7 and 8, and he's like, I'm like, do you want to get back into it? Because COVID kind of screwed that up. He couldn't play, you know, for a while, and then he's like, I don't want to get back into it. And then I said, hey, I ask him every year because I love hockey. I got two sons. Neither of them are interested. Breaks my heart, but I'm trying to let them figure it out. Because I think about me with my dad. Right, I'd be playing for Juventus right now. If it was up to my dad, or, you know, I'd be playing,
sure would,
I'd be
Frank.
Playing soccer, right? But it's not what I wanted. And then he's like, you got to pick up the hammer and you got, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a construction guy. And, you know, so I saw where, you know, and then he was like, you got to work for the TTC because then it benefits when you retire. And I'm like, I don't want to drive a bus. So like, I know he had ideas for me and I didn't go that route. So I don't expect my kids to do what I think, you know, they're going to find their own way, but like my kid thinks he won the Stanley Cup when he was 7 years old. No, I did it. I did everything. He feels like he got everything that he could out of hockey. And I'm like, it's not about that.
We're talking dad life. We're talking about whatever we really want, because it's
just us.
It's our special dad's edition with my special guest host, Frank Spadone. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be back with more right here on 640 Toronto.
You You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I don't have a guest with me because I have a special guest co-host.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when we talk about my special guest co-host, it's always Frank Spadone, comedian, dad, content creator, like all around awesome, kick-ass.
You know, it's
dude. Funny.
You talked about Ben Mulroney, and I said Morone, and I don't know if the listeners know this, but my dad, when his Brian Mulroney was prime minister, my dad used to call him Prime Minister Morone, and Morone in it's kind of like a slang. It is kind of like a hemorrhoid. Anyway, Morone.
Kinda. Is that why you were giggling when I said that?
Yeah.
It brought you back, didn't it, Frank?
It brought me back.
Oh, I remember those old days of politics.
Yeah, my dad didn't only tease me. He teased everybody.
And Bob Ray. Bob Ray was in the same era.
Yeah,
no?
Bob Ray.
Yeah. Oh, the Italians loved NDP leader Bob Ray.
Bob Ray.
He would come over for coffee.
Would he come to your house?
Yes.
Because your dad...
My dad
they wanted to make
him.
Sure they got when they compensation was still around so they could go on their, you know, 5-year compensation little vacation.
Just brought me back. I love it. So Frank, we're talking just about parenting, sugarcoating, and we don't need to do that, right? We don't need to do that.
Well, we don't want to demoralize them, but we also we don't want to see our kids hurt, but they got to go through things. They don't go through
them now. That's the thing. Yeah. That you just said it right there. They've got to go through things because I find that you don't learn unless you experience something firsthand. Right.
Yeah.
So you got to go through it.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to feel it all. And sometimes it feels like crap.
It does. And you feel bad for them. Like, you know, my son too, right? He's 16. I know there's going to come that day where, you know, I mean, he's a good looking dude, but he's going to probably get his heart broken. And I know what I went through, but I can't go through it for him. You know, he's going to have to go through the heartaches. Like, it's not, you know, none of those, I mean, boys are probably easier than girls when it comes to, the emotional stuff.
But whatever it is, even you were saying about the bullying, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where it's like, you know, that's a real thing. It's always been around, even when we were kids.
Yeah.
But I think we heard about it as much as we do these days because now we have social media, right? So everything just gets thrown out there.
Well, then there's social media bullying, which can be worse because, you know, it could be anonymous. People have fake accounts and they're attacking your kid and you want to defend them and you want to go out, but then it's like, okay. You know, listen, you don't want people getting bullied to the point where it's really screwing them up and they're having, you know, suicidal thoughts and all that stuff. You don't want that.
No.
But it's a weird, again, it's a fine, you want to, your kid has to go through things. You know, obviously bullying is not nice and it's not, but.
No, but that's the thing too. I think like at the end of the day, no matter what, it comes down to the parents. It comes down to what's happening at home. It comes down to the conversations we're having. And I always say the communication is key, right? So like if you have children, you know, it's your duty, your responsibility. Like that minute you decide to have a kid, mm-hmm. like you signed up for this.
You
signed up for this. You are responsible for them. You're responsible to keep them safe, keep them healthy, and grow them into like
decent self. Well, and self, we can't do everything. Like, look, there's going to be a time where I'm not around. And I tell my kids this, are you going to be able to handle life? You know, like I'm not going to be around forever and maybe I'll stick around a few extra years, but will my brains be there? You know, I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, and it's our responsibility to teach them what I say that I always say the world would be a better place, if we have these three things, more kindness, compassion, and empathy.
For sure.
If you teach your child these three things, you know what? Then maybe bullying wouldn't be such a big issue.
Yeah. And you know, we all know bullies have been affected in their own way further down. And maybe that's why they are a bully. And it's about, you know, understanding everybody, right? Like, do they need attention? Listen, nobody likes the bullying. You know what? It's this weird thing again. This is the hard part about being a parent. When do you get involved, and how do you get involved? You know, you don't want to fight your kids' battles either, because they got to sort of learn to defend themselves. You know, anytime there was one time my son came up to me and said, you know, I hang out with this kid in school, and he was a friend, but every day he says something negative to me. Are friends supposed to do that? And I said, look, friends are going to tease you sometimes. It happens now at my age, you know, at men's league hockey, or you know, if we have different professional teams that we like, there's always a bit of ribbing and stuff. I go, there's healthy sort of teasing and ribbing. If there is, like, I'm no expert. I'm just a parent. So this is how we're talking here, right? There's
healthy stuff. No, we're talking parents.
Like, we're just parents. Parent I'm not, no, parent, you know, maybe we should get an expert in here next time.
We're not therapists, doctors.
And I could ask them, what's right. You know, like there's times where your friend might tease you about something or whatever, but for the most part, your friend should make you feel good. If they're not making you feel good every day, then you need to say something first. And then if they don't change, and he came back, my son, he's like, well, they keep doing it to me. And I'm like, well, say, listen, I'm not going to hang out with you if you're going to do this. And then you got to decide if you still want to be their friend, because you can cut them off. But I let him do the work, right? I let him think about it.
And that's the thing, Frank. It's that you, as a parent, you're guiding him, you know, but you're giving him the tools he needs. And you're like,
I'm trying to make him deal with it.
This is how I can help you, you know, but ultimately at the end of the day, you need to decide what's best for you and how you're going to approach it and what you're going to do about it.
And I get it when it gets abusive to a point, maybe the parent's got to get involved. But when the parent comes like, now this is what happened to my friend, and this is what we were talking about on the way here. So this, it was great that I actually spoke to him. It was great that I came into the studio and Waze took me on an hour and a half journey through Eglinton and Pottery Road and all that stuff. Because he talked about how, I guess his kid was being a little bit, you know, with another kid, but that parent said, like, messaged them on Facebook and said, your kid's a piece of, you know, whatever.
No.
Yeah. He's a effing this. And is that the way to approach another parent?
So I wonder where the child is getting this behavior from.
Yeah. Or is he, and then when my friend said, hey, that's not the way to approach me. If my kid's doing anything wrong, I'll gladly deal with it. And we could, you know, but that's not how you come at me, you know? And then the funny thing is my friend was talking to another parent at the school, and they got a message with the same way. Your kid's a piece of whatever, effing this, and they're bullying my kid. And this is a boy that's a big boy. Okay. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter. But apparently the girl was teasing him. And listen, We don't want,
like, it's a vicious cycle.
And look, I feel bad for the boy too, if any kid made him feel bad, right? And my friend was sensitive too. If my son did anything, I will gladly deal with it and put a stop to any. I can't believe that, you know, or, you know, sometimes you don't know what your kid's capable of, and maybe they think they're joking, or, you know, I don't want to make excuses for anybody either, but that's not the way to approach a parent either, you know?
No, but that's the thing. Like, we need to work on our communication skills in every aspect of our life, like whether it's with a friend, a family member, life partner, your children.
I get what I mean? Like, I get you're mad as a parent. I've been mad, like, oh man, is someone bugging my kid? But, you know, like what I did with my kid, but you tell them to communicate.
Well, I have a question for you, because I was just going to say, I know, because like the mama bear comes out of me.
Yeah.
But I always hear the term mama bear. Is there a papa bear? Dude, does Papa Bear surface for you guys?
Yeah, like, but Papa usually Smurf? Mama, we're trying to control Mama Bear, usually, most of the time.
Okay, you know I like that. You guys are like, tone it down. Bring it down a few notches.
I'm really lucky because my wife, like I said, ran a dance school where it was kids, insecurities, eating disorder. Like, she had to deal with a lot. And she's very diplomatic, but straightforward. I have to say, she just gets to the point. but sensitive still, and had lots of talks with the girls. There'd be breaks where she'd anyone want to talk about. She was very open, and it was really nice because we saw a bunch of dance parents, and they all looked, you know, there was a few of them. We got together with a few, ironically, a week ago or so, and they're like, they raised their glass. One dad said, there's one person in here, and our kids wouldn't be the way they are right now if it wasn't, and they saluted my wife. And I said, hello. I worked the front desk. Like, come on. I ran the front desk. It's so weird. One minute I'm at Just for Laughs performing in front of 3,000 people, and then the next minute I'm behind the desk at my wife's dance school, you know, selling.
So which class would you like to register for?
Selling foot undies, you know? Do you know those things? They're like,
I've got a dancer in my life. Samantha dances, yeah, and she's like,
and I'm unclogging.
For comp, I need this, I need that, I need my foot undies.
And I'm unclogging toilets. It's so, what a life. I'm like, this kid did this? They're so small. What did they eat? Anyway.
Wait, hold on a second. I need to, now I'm like totally off topic here, which is okay because sometimes you just need to have these convos.
Yeah.
Frank, while you were there, did you learn any dance moves? I need to know. Listen, like, I don't think I've ever seen you dance.
I was always a good dancer. Okay, like street, like, you know, I did the worm back in the day. I'm going to date myself now. I did a little break dancing back then. Not anymore. My back, you know, too much dig in the garden. You know what I mean? but I did learn. Actually, it was funny. Sometimes I'd run into class and you know, the jazz runs where your knees come up and you kind of drag your toes on the ground. It's like, it's called a jazz run.
I'm glad you know. Thank you for...
Oh my God, you don't even know what kind of a dance one? Anyway, you were too busy. You were in the parking lot drinking coffees, gossiping with the other moms. I already know. I've seen everything. I knew jazz runs. That's about it. And I would imitate some of the stuff. And
okay.
We did dad's dance. We did a dad's dance and I was part of it.
I love that.
But all right,
Frank, you have a show coming up.
Yeah,
this Friday.
Yes, the 27th.
Yeah. Yes,
in
Niagara.
Yes.
At the Avalon.
Yeah, I'm not dancing. No dancing. Dance. There's no dance. It's comedy. I mean, it would be comedy.
Jazz runs on stage. I think you should. I think you should incorporate that into your act.
You know what's weird? During the pandemic, I said to my wife, we had an empty studio. Why don't we go in there and you teach me a few steps and we do. But then I was going to be one of those guys like, oh, look, the family's dancing. And I'm like, do I want to be that? Oh, man. But the weird thing was, is my wife was really a dance teacher and I think it would have been funny because I'm so like, yes. I'm so not inflexible. Okay. Is that the word?
Think so, but I understand what you mean. Even if it's not a word, I get it.
I would pull.
We're gonna
some.
Make it a word if it's not a word.
Yeah, we make it up.
Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break while I try and convince Frank that he needs to dance on stage for a show coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
And while we're on the break, you guys need to go and check out frankspadone.com to buy your tickets. So don't go anywhere because we will be back with more right here on the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and this is the Parenting Show. I'm trying to get through it. I don't know. Can you hear? My voice is really off.
Is it? No. Why? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of losing
rough,
it. I don't
rough
know
week?
What's going on.
Rough week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like, let me clear my throat. Come on, name that song. Yes, he got it. And we were talking about Adele, my girlfriend, who passed away last weekend. And I know that with that joke right there, she's up in heaven and she probably loved that right there. And she probably has song cranked. But Frank, we were talking about your show that's coming up in Niagara Friday night. And I've just announced to everyone that you will be dancing on stage.
Wow. That's an unofficial statement right there.
I said it. Now you need to do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I probably won't.
Okay, but hold on.
I hurt my back like 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go do something. It's like, see you later, everybody. Show's over after 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine you like hurt yourself on stage during an act?
I could.
Would be great.
I could that imagine. I could. I had to cancel. You know, I had to cancel Chicago a few weeks ago because.
I know. I saw that you had to cancel your Chicago show.
I had to cancel a show in Chicago because I couldn't get up out of my bed. It was bad. I even felt nauseous. It was so weird. Can you be in so much pain that you're nauseous?
Absolutely you can.
You know what's weird? I couldn't even walk to the toilet. I'm like, oh my God. I was rolling around on the ground in my bedroom. I went into the ensuite bathroom. I went in there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in so much pain. I think I'm gonna throw up. And then I started going, but the pain every time I went, the pain in my back, it was so loud. I think the whole neighborhood heard me throw up.
Oh my God, you were dry heaving?
Yeah.
You know what?
Then it came out. But then as I'm throwing up, my back's killing me. And I'm like, and I was, you know when you throw up and it's reverb, like you're like, or you're yodeling or something. I don't know how that, I was like, I'm like, oh my, like what is happening here? It was horrible. Anyway, I don't know what that has to do with parenting. I can't take care of myself.
But you know what? It does. All of
this. My kids are looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? Why is there a guy walking? There's a guy walking here with like a bucket and a mop, but it's outside. It's so weird.
I know. Anyway. I can see it. So, you know what? We get some interesting characters down at Sugar Beach by the radio station.
Too much sugar.
You know what? Just be happy that it's colder temps now.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we've seen naked guys.
Are you serious?
I swear. My kids actually pointed it out. And I'm like, this is wonderful.
I thought that was only allowed on the island.
I don't know, but we saw.
It's like it's not just Sugar Beach then. It's sugar and spice. You know, it's weird because we think we want to see people naked until we start seeing people naked. It's like, I wish they would put some clothes on right now.
See, okay, this, and you're saying that this, like, what are we talking about? We're off topic, parenting? Yeah. No, think about it. Think about, like, even, like, as parents with kids, like, you get tired, you know what I mean? And a lot of people lose that spark, that flame in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, that way went from, like, seeing people make it to that. That's how my brain works,
well,
right?
Well, that's, like, think about it. It's, well, look, being a parent is also, especially if you're a parent and you still live with your spouse. Yeah, that's part of it, right? And you're so busy, you're so busy parenting that you forget to be a spousing. You forget the spousing.
The spousing part.
Busy parenting.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Okay, we got to ask the dads now.
Let's get some of them on the air. Let's get some of them on the air. Can we take calls?
I know.
I want to speak on behalf of all guys.
You're going to speak on behalf of some. But like...
all dads.
Do the dads get as exhausted as the moms sometimes?
Absolutely. For sure. Really? Well, listen...
This is interesting now. I'm like, oh...
Listen, I was... here we go again. I'm a comic, so I could say no to certain gigs, right? Like, I was... When we had small kids, my wife's business didn't stop for anybody, right? So I could be a little more selective. I took on the good gigs. Maybe I didn't go downtown as much because I don't live downtown, you know, to do the spots and practice. So I would say maybe I took a little bit of a backseat because my wife's business needed to keep going, right? So I took care of the kids. I was home a lot. I'm the one who taught my wife how to change diapers because I had nephews when I was 11, right? So I babysat them and I changed diapers. So my wife had never changed a diaper before. And so I taught her and it's tough. Like, that's what you do, you know?
So are you telling me that
I was tired. You know, there was times
she would come home and she'd be like, hey, Frank,
Oh,
meet you in the
no.
bedroom. And you're like, honey, my head hurts. I have been like
I've been.
slaving away all day, cleaning the house, cooking, taking care of the
Yeah.
kids. I don't
I've been
think so.
sanitizing bottles. I've been feeding them the breast milk that you pumped for 5 hours. I'm so exhausted. I had to entertain these guys. And now I'm mad at my kid because he's like, he loves video games, but I know like my older kid, but that's all we did was like play. Not all we did. We watched movies and stuff, and he like picks our cars. So then I bought a Nintendo Wii, and there were these cars, Pixar car games, and that we did it, and we would race, and now I'm
And
mad at him.
now
All you do
he
is
has
play
an
video games.
addiction,
And I'm
and it's
like,
your
man,
fault.
the Nintendo Wii was his babysitter for so long, and now I'm mad at him for being on the. It's like it's crazy. Some of it's us, right? It's what we did it. I did it to him.
So when people come to your show,
Yeah.
do you talk about the kids? Do you
Oh
talk
yeah.
about
Oh, you caught. You
the
know,
wife?
I think that's the best stuff. Like, you talk about what happens in your life. Like, there's some comics that talk politics, and that's not me at all. I don't know, even in today's climate, how you could like it's such a sensitive thing. But there's definitely things, especially in America, to make fun of what's happening. Just the characters that they have
Absolutely.
running the countries and stuff. I guess us too, to a degree. Just the back end. It's such a show. It's such a show. But I'm more of a guy. What's happening to me? Growing up with my parents at first, and then now it's me being a parent and remembering, and being a husband, and just every day, and then making fun of me. I realize that I got to make fun of myself. If I can't laugh at myself, I can't. I talk about my lazy eye and how I get nauseous easily, and growing up with sisters and.
There's actually a joke that you do, because you and I share a similar love for boats.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why I don't do cruise ships. I just can't. My buddy, Ange Sarukis, my good friend, he's been on the show. And
Yep.
he's on cruise ships a lot, and he said, "Oh, Frank, you should have been on the ship last night. I was on stage and I almost tripped, like, 'cause the ship was moving." Meanwhile, they're trying to convince me, "Oh, you should do cruise ships." I'm like, "No, I get nauseous." And they're like, "No, it's so big, you hardly feel anything." And meanwhile, he's like, they're handing out puke bags on the ship. Like, can you
I
imagine?
feel nauseous taking the ferry to the Toronto
I know.
Island.
And you know what? And then they're like, "Oh, like, well, what about when you get in a plane?" I go, "Listen, I get in a plane, even if I'm going to Vancouver, it's 4 hours. If I got to make the sacrifice, I go, it's 4 hours. You go on a
The
ship, you're
cruise
on
is
there
a
for a
commitment.
week. You're in puke prison. It's rough. And then I gotta have
We
my
are
kid with
talking.
me. I gotta have my kid, daddy. Bleh. And then I'm like, oh my God, don't. Bleh. And then I'm like, oh. Anyway.
Frank Spadone, don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we got my special guest co-host joining, my fratello. And of course, I'm talking about Mr. Frank Spadone, comedian, funny guy, dad of two. Do we say three? Does the dog count, Frank?
Yeah, you know what's weird is my wife had the dog on her lap in the couch, and she's like, "This is my baby, this is my baby." And I'm like, "Oh, so really? It's your baby?" It's like that. Yeah, like I have three kids. She sounds exactly like that too. It's, no, she's
Love
gonna
it.
kill me.
So I know she is going to kill you.
Yeah.
And she's going to say to you, Frank, you know what? Sell your own merch.
Yeah.
I'm not
Hi. I'm
doing
not coming
any
to the shows.
more. Does she come to every show with you?
No, she used to come more. It depends where it is. If I'm in Montreal or something and it's like a one, or if it would like when I met, was at Just for Laughs a few years ago, it's fun for her, right? She comes, and it's Just for Laughs. You're doing 10-minute sets. They're short sets. And then you're partying at night, right? Actually, she's coming to Niagara because there's a bunch of friends coming and they're going to go out for dinner. I don't even think they care about my show.
They're not even gonna, she's not
No, I
gonna show
don't,
up to the
probably
show.
not.
She could
I'm
be
going to
like,
look.
Frank, I was in the back. I
Yeah,
was there. It was great,
she
honey.
doesn't want to hear but me speak for an hour because it's really weird for her to watch me speak and her not able to interrupt me. It's really it's really bizarre for her.
Are the boys coming?
You know what? My son, my older guy has come, but no, we're going to kind of, we want to have fun. Because we're going to kind of hang out.
Spoken like a true parent. No, we're going
to have fun. He's been to a couple shows now. He's 16, and it's nice to have, it's actually a lot of fun to have him there. He probably hears a couple things that maybe, I don't know. Here we go. Dad of the year right here. But
okay, wait. Okay, this is what I want to hear. I've seen your show before. It was so funny. I'm not going to lie. I was actually videotaping it. Like, I don't know. Like, I know you love when people do that.
I don't
mind.
It's just, you know. No, listen, I know why you do it. You maybe show a clip or a part of it.
I was, I was doing it. I was actually doing it for Adele and Ralph.
Yeah. And,
you know, they're I feel like, you know, Adele has a special seat here tonight in the show from heaven.
For
and,
sure.
You know, and Ralph is a special like guest who's not even here right now, but
I get,
honestly,
listen,
I was filming for them.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something, Frank? They couldn't make sense of anything that you were saying on stage.
Why?
Cause I was laughing so hard to the phone.
Where were you?
Was it
at Joker's? Where was it?
No, it was.
Was it in Richmond Hill?
Royal.
Oh yeah. The Paradise. The Paradise. And you know what's funny? Right. It's funny you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned the Paradise, because I'm about to release, that night I recorded my set.
So did I.
We both did record my set for an album, and I'm going to release it. And this is a year and a half later, and it took so long to master it. And because some person was laughing in the background and we needed to edit it all out. Anyway,
I was in the balcony.
It was like a cackle. No, you know what? It's really weird, because for a while, you know, you got to keep going. You go back and forth. You edit. Oh, I don't like this. I like that, and whatever. Anyway, it's going to be released, I think, soon. It'll be on my Instagram. It'll be on my
website. Love it. Did you guys get that date drop?
Yeah.
It's going to be released.
It might actually be released already by the time.
An eye out.
It's
a surprise. It's like a Kinder surprise.
It's a Kinder surprise. Kinder is not allowed in the States, by the way. If you fly with Kinder eggs, they don't allow them because they're dangerous. But you can go to Walmart and buy handguns. Anyway. It's stupid.
So okay. So I was getting at before I interrupted myself was, what can people expect when they come to one of your shows?
So
you said you're not dancing.
I'm not dancing. No, I might in the beginning, just a little. But then if I don't want to tweak anything.
Tappity tap tap.
I got to stretch. You know, the typical stuff, you know. So I'm going back by popular demand. They went so well and people were like. So I did this in January and people kept calling. Is he going to come back? Is he going to come back? So they set another date later in the year. I'm going back and you know, it's just stuff about me, like growing up or you know, being married. And it's tough because I don't want to. And like we said, like I throw out, like, you know, it's weird because I think a lot of things that happen to my kids remind me about when I was young. And then I write about it. So like my son gets so nauseous. He gets so nauseous in the car. It's like having a drunk buddy in the backseat, I swear. It's, you know, when you go to the clubs and you're the designated driver and then you're like, man, I'm going to drive my friends home and I hope nobody pukes in the backseat. That was my son just on a daily basis. I hope this guy doesn't puke in the back. And I did so. I was so mad. I reversed once. I missed it and I reversed. And then I'm like, oh, that was too abrupt. And all I hear is, bleh! And and now I'm cleaning my carpets again. I had my brand new car. It's like an SUV, and it didn't last a week. Yeah.
No.
Just smelled like baby formula everywhere.
I can tell people, having been to your show, one thing that you will guaranteed is laughs like you can't imagine.
Okay. I hope
like,
so.
Frank, I'm not just saying this because you're my buddy, that you're my fratello, but I swear, like, I left there. It was as if I did an app workout.
Really?
I was like,
I'm so glad.
But yeah, I know, like, can I just, I got to tell you guys at home, I'm at home on Zoom doing the show, but Frank is in the studio right now, which is really weird. It's very
Bizarre.
reversed.
Welcome to my
So
show.
Frank just signaled me to say 2 minutes,
Well, I'm
Pina.
here.
We got
I
two more
saw it.
minutes. I'm usually the one doing the signs, but okay, 2 minutes. So that means
Two
we gotta wrap
minutes.
up the show. That
Yes.
means the show's coming to an end. So
Okay.
again, Frank, first of all, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for
I
having me.
love doing the show with you.
It's a lot of fun. Did we even talk about being
Yeah.
parents? We did at the beginning.
We
Anyway.
did. We did. You know what? But sometimes this is the thing. Oh,
Parents
I'm
need
going
to
to
get
go full
away.
circle. I'm going to go full circle with it
Yeah.
right now. At the beginning, I talked about my friend Adele who passed.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel that laughter heals. And we all need laughter in life. And you know what? That's what we did today. Sorry if you could pick that up. And that's what we did tonight. We laughed. And as parents, sometimes we just need to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
And we need to have that break for ourselves because that is self-care and we need to laugh. So you know what? We did. It was all parenting in my eyes.
For sure. And you know what? That it got we talked about being parents in the beginning and but then we got into some funny, which was great. And it just that happened
Yeah.
naturally, which was good.
We need to laugh.
We
We
need
need
to
to laugh.
laugh.
But Frank, okay, so Friday night, you're
Yes.
back in Niagara for a show.
Yes.
If people want tickets, where do we go?
Go to Ticketmaster. They're actually at Ticketmaster, or like if you go to frankspadone.com, I have links, like go to the show, where it says shows and it has my dates there.
It'll direct
And it
you.
might even
There you
say that
go.
my album's released and it's on like Spotify and all these Apple Music and it's there.
Yeah, and then I hope that you guys enjoy the laughter backtrack, courtesy of yours truly.
You should, you know what? Honestly, you should just laugh into a, you should record yourself and sell it.
You know I'm a voice actor, a professional
Yeah,
voice actor.
that's why I'm saying. Me
Yeah,
too.
we're gonna do it. We're
I'm
gonna
a
do it.
professional voice actor, but I've had one gig my whole life. I actually did a voice of a cartoon.
That's it. No more laughing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's Nina Nana time. It's time to go to bed, guys. It's time to unwind. But we will catch you guys next week, same time, same place. It's the parenting show with me, your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. Now go get your tickets. Frank Spadone, Friday night, Niagara. You're not gonna want to miss it. Have a good one.
Take it easy, everybody.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.